Stephen Avery is accused of killing Teresa Halbach, a 25-year-old photographer who was last seen at his family's car salvage lot. That was Halloween of 2005. Yesterday, prosecutors and defense attorneys laid out their cases in opening arguments in a Calumet County courtroom. It's Avery's second major trial. In 1985, he was convicted of sexual assault and spent the next 18 years in prison. Then DNA evidence proved he didn't do it. But Special Prosecutor Ken Kratz says this time DNA will show Avery is guilty. During the course of the trial, one of the prosecution's witnesses will be an analyst with the state crime lab. Kratz says Sherry Culhane is very familiar with Avery.
She's the same analyst that does the detailed DNA work on Mr. Avery's work with the Innocence Project and frees Mr. Avery from his incarceration.
Kratz says DNA evidence will include some of Halbach's teeth, blood, and bone fragments found on the Avery property. He says Avery's DNA was found, too.
Ms. Culhane will tell you that the defendant's blood was found in at least six places in Teresa Halbach's SUV.
Kratz says Avery had a deep cut on a finger, and that's where the blood came from. But the defense has a different theory. Avery's lawyer, Dean Strang, says the blood came from evidence collected while Avery was trying to free himself from prison. And while he said he doesn't intend to prove Manitowoc County Sheriff's officials actively tried to frame Avery of murder, Strang said deputies quickly ruled out any other suspects once Halbach's vehicle was found at the Avery salvage yard.
You can call it tunnel vision, you can call it investigative bias, but from that point on, folks, this investigation is about Stephen Avery and not much else.
Strang says sheriff's deputies were embarrassed that they sent an innocent man to prison, and one in particular, Lieutenant James Lenk, had the chance to plant a crucial piece of evidence during a search of Avery's bedroom.
And what you'll hear is probably the seventh search of that small bedroom. Lieutenant Lenk now, when he's alone in that room, says, "Why, my gosh, there's a key sitting in plain view next to the nightstand."
Strang urged jurors to get it right this time and to send Stephen Avery home. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.